I have been concerned in these lectures to set forth certain facts and certain hopes which these facts render rational. The facts concern the unification of mankind through modern technique and the liberation of mankind from bondage to excessive toil, which the inadequate techniques of the past rendered unavoidable. The hopes that are based upon these facts are hopes as to the general well-being that may be realized if mankind learn to practice the cooperation which modern techniques demand. There are, it is true, correlative fears, for which there is perhaps as good basis in the present state of the world as for the hopes that I have been setting forth. The technical unification of the world not only makes possible much greater general well-being than at any former time, if it is accompanied by economic and political unification, it also makes possible greater disasters than any known to even the worst of former times, if our technical skill continues to be devoted to disunity rather than unity. I have not, however, in these lectures, dwelt much upon the reasons for fear, since I do not think that it is through fear that we shall avoid the dangers that threaten us. Our world has too much of fear, and emphasis upon dangers is apt to lead to apathetic despair. What our world needs is the opposite. It needs rational, creative hope. It needs something positive to live for. It needs yes feelings rather than no feelings. If the yes feelings are as strong as a purely rational consideration allows them to be, the no feelings will melt away and become unnecessary. But if we dwell upon no feelings too much, we shall never emerge from despair. Let us allow ourselves to assume that mankind, whether through the lessons of a Third World War or through some less painful process, will have come to understand the community of interest which unites the human family. Let us consider what public institutions can do to bring about a happy issue in the three age-long conflicts of men, with nature, with each other, and with themselves. Let us begin with the conflict with nature. There will have to be an international authority controlling the production and distribution of food and raw materials. This authority must have power to prevent such wasteful agricultural methods as have produced the deserts in North Africa and the Dust Bowl in the United States. I come now to the conflicts of man with man. Here, the first thing to be coped with is war. While mankind are subject to the threat of war, especially by the deadly methods which science is perfecting, nothing good can be secure. There is only one way of making the world safe against war, and that is to have only one armed force in the world. When this has been achieved, there will no longer be danger of serious wars unless they were to take the form